we decided was to sort of take a high-level view of five types of funder collaborations and sort of touch briefly on what they are, what that practically means if you're, you know, sitting in different in-house seats about how to coordinate those. And then sort of front of mind issues that everyone should sort of think about if, you know, a program officer or yourself are looking at engaging in these types of relationships and collaborations so that you can sort of identify early on what are important issues and, you know, either problems to solve or problems to identify or just things to keep in the back of your mind as you sort through what's the right way to approach collaborating with other entities. And so we sort of put this brief high-level description of what we're sort of trying to cover with these five models. And Andrew will get us... Oh. We're going to do the why we collaborate, sorry.
And I'll just say it real quick. I mean, this is the definition we came up with. There's like 2,000 definitions. Use whatever you like. We're trying to bring a little bit of structure to a somewhat unstructured topic and talking about the different models. It seems there's a couple articles every year published on collaboration. They all dance around sort of different flavors and styles of collaboration. We just thought this was kind of a good way to sort of structure the information. But there is no universally agreed upon standard of like, what is the definition of collaboration and what are the models? This is just something that works for us to help kind of talk through the legal and practical issues that we're going to be talking about today.
Yeah, and practically, you know, these things will come across your desk in a variety of functions and they won't be called these things. We came up with sort of our own off-the-cuff sort of titles for the most part.
Oh, heavily researched, please. Oh,
right.
The footnotes just didn't fit on the slides.
So we sort of also wanted to highlight why people, you know, some of these things are quite a lot of work. And so we want to really highlight on the front end, why do people and funders collaborate in this way? You know, I think the most important from a program officer's perspective a lot is to share knowledge in the field. You know, everyone has particular experiences and expertise and different priorities that your funder, your organization may have. And by, you know, working broadly with others, you know, it's easy to see how that shared knowledge base can be extremely beneficial in moving an impact closer to actually something that can be measured and you know, further scaled throughout the field. There's also some efficiencies that can be gained for the same types of reasons, whether it's types of money that you have, type of experiences, types of staff, types of operational norms. You know, we have often found in this space that the more minds you get on something, while often the process or the operational things may not be efficient, or the problem solving is often has increased efficiencies. And same, you know, sort of going on to the impact and trying to understand that while, you know, even my principals have a significant amount of assets, we can't solve problems on ourselves. And so in order to make meaningful change in any field, you have to partner with other people who want to see the same type of change that you're working for. And whether that's capital, whether that's expertise, all of those things are better used when sort of shared the burden across multiple funders and organizations. We also, you know, have noticed throughout, you know, our careers that when you have sort of a shared decision-making framework with set priorities, that can also help to, you know, sort of narrow the gaze on a problem amongst many funders who may be approaching it from different perspectives. And that can sometimes help move the solution set forward. We also want to make sure that we are touching on some of the newer approaches and trends in collaborations in the field, as I mentioned, and sort of how, if you're in a risk mitigation position, whether it's financial or legal, or even as a program officer, how you can think about the various risks, both to strategic objectives and also to your organization you might face, and how to think about how you would solve them for yourselves, and how you could also share some of those burdens across your partners and fellow collaborators. And then also, we have found that, and I apologize, sometimes I speak quickly, but that brand identity and PR is a very good motivator for some of these collaborations where people want to make sure whether the focus is on the problem and not on the funder, and so they have found that that's helpful, or whether it just helps paint a clear picture of what the objectives are trying to be met by not sort of having a scattershot of various PR and media priorities in the background.
Great. And as we get into each of the models, we will talk about the different strengths and weaknesses relative.